Dr. Heather Schmidt is with SSM Health Family of Medicine. She is a physician and system medical director for employee well-being, and she joins us at this time. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
That's a long title you have there.
It is. I know. We tried to just recently shorten it, too.
Now, you did a little bit of prep work here, and I asked you about the employee well-being part. That is for SSM Health employees?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. I mean, that's a long title to go along with that information, but basically, what do you do, Heather?
Sure. So first and foremost, I actually treat patients. So I am a practicing physician in Greater Fond du Lac, right? So in our Fond du Lac, one of our clinics there in integrative health. And so I see patients for a lot of more wellness-related concerns, weight management, mental health, pain management. And so I see patients 2 days a week, and then I spend 3 days a week working with our partners all over our system in 4 different states trying to make sure that we are focusing on the well-being of our employees and our healthcare providers.
So do you have specific programs for them?
We do, actually. So we are in the current process of continuing to implement what we call our Care for Caregivers program. So this is an employee-focused peer support system program where we are offering not only one-on-one peer support, but also small group support and larger group discussions about, you know, really the social emotional aspects of working in healthcare. So healthcare is very challenging, and we love what we do, but we also are humans, and so we are impacted by what we do. So just want to make sure that we're supporting each and every one of our team members so that they can continue to care for our patients the way they want to.
What did you see coming out of COVID with those employees talking about support?
Wow. Oh, wow. So we actually, as you know, right, so COVID has been just really leaving a long-term impact on the many healthcare workers. It has been incredibly traumatizing. It's, you know, the work itself was just, you know, very fast-paced, changing day to day, and just really uncertain, right? So not knowing exactly what was going to happen, not knowing that we would have what we needed to care for our patients the best way we could. And then also, of course, just recognizing that we were putting ourselves at risk every day coming to take care of patients and then going home to take care of our families. And so it has been really, has impacted people long-term, but we're trying to make sure that we are addressing that trauma that people have experienced and really making sure people feel that support, because not only, you know, did we see it in our patients and in our communities, but also in our healthcare workers.
Did you see any long-term stress coming out of that?
Absolutely. And so trying to make sure we're providing some spaces to talk about that, but then also really recognizing that some people just needed to take a step away. And so that's causing ongoing challenges with staffing, making sure that we are able to recruit and retain really talented staff and nurses and other roles that we know we need to provide good care for our communities. And so that's been an ongoing priority and focus. It is something that is constantly at top of mind for all of our leadership. And so just trying to do what we can to be innovative and think outside the box about how to make sure that we are keeping people healthy.
Do you think those types of programs would work for other companies?
Oh, absolutely. Because it's not just healthcare, right? We know that the face of work has really changed. COVID has done some good things for really helping people recognize, you know, our priorities and work-life balance and knowing that we need to think beyond work. So as employers, we also need to think about how we design our work, right? We need to think about how we do our work and what are ways to be more flexible, ways to provide hybrid working models, ways to be flexible about different shifts. So it's challenged us all in how we do our work.
Okay, we're way off topic here. I got to steer us right back on course.
Important topic, right? We need to think about.
I had to ask you, though, with coming out of COVID, because there was a lot of mental health problems that people had to deal with, you know, it changed everybody's lives, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it still is, you know, so we're in our four-year month, right? Like four-year mm-hmm. anniversary of COVID, and people are still impacted. And so it is something that we definitely need to take seriously.
All right. Something that people are hearing a lot about these days are new weight loss drugs. Now, they're not all weight loss drugs, though, are they?
So they actually originally were released to treat diabetes. And so they were and have continued to be very effective at treating diabetes. And, you know, here they come out and we see this great side effect of people recognizing that they're losing weight. And while that's doing great things to treat the diabetes, it's also something that people are very interested in. And so when they came out originally to treat diabetes, they recognized this side effect as an opportunity to also help people with weight management. And so they were rebranded and have come out as they're the same medication, like the active ingredient, but they have a different name. So semaglutide is known as Ozempic to treat diabetes, but as Wegovy to treat weight loss. Same thing with Mounjaro came out to treat diabetes, and it's now recently been rebranded and approved by the FDA to treat weight loss, as known under Zepbound is the name of that medication.
All right. People want to lose weight. This is not an over-the-counter remedy, is it?
It is absolutely not. There are very real side effects of these medications and certainly some risks as well. So they are available by prescription only.
Okay. What would you advise someone that wants to lose weight? Should they start with seeing their doctor?
I do think it's actually always worth a really good conversation with your doctor or healthcare provider because, you know, there are different reasons for challenges with weight loss. So certainly there are some, you know, hormonal drivers. There are some different other medical conditions that can cause issues with not being able to lose weight. But also we know that the standard American diet has room for improvement, really focusing on our diet, making sure that we're eating as many fruits and vegetables as we can, trying to eat healthy proteins. You know, certainly that can be lean meat, but it also can be plant-based sources of protein like beans and lentils and nuts and different types of seeds, even grains. There's so many confusing messages out there about what we should be eating that really focusing on real food, especially those fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean proteins, is the first thing that we should really be focusing on. Not to mention moving our body, right? We need to make sure we're moving.
There are plenty of programs for that. That's for sure.
There sure are.
All right.
Even walk, like just going for a good walk, getting outside and enjoying this nice, very temperate, mild winter that we've been having here in Wisconsin. Getting out and just moving our body is so good for not only weight management, but really good for our mental health as well.
So walk that golf course. Don't use the cart.
Right? Exactly.
All right. One of the things I did want to ask you is, does SSM Health have nutritionists that can help people out?
We do. So we have a whole department of dietitians. And so our any of your, like your primary care provider can refer you to nutrition to talk about this if you have specific concerns. Also in our department at Integrative Health, we do a program that we call POWER. POWER is actually a weight management program. So we meet with our patients and they can either be self-referred or their primary care provider can refer them in. We have many surgeons that refer them into this program. But we actually have a program right in Ripon, actually, at the wellness center there, where we partner with an excellent team, where they help with keeping people, you know, educated, but also accountable in a nice, kind way.
What would be a realistic goal for someone that's setting out to lose weight? You know, I mean, they're going to say, okay, I need to lose 25, 40 pounds or whatever, but what would be the right way to approach that?
I think that's such an important question. So you know, when we watch things on TV or we read about movie stars that are losing weight, they're not living in the same world most of us normal people are. And healthy weight loss is really 1 to 2 pounds a week. And so when we think about that, you know, 1 to 2 pounds a week is about what, 50 pounds in a year? And so, and that's actually when our body is ready to lose weight. So we often do struggle. So you may see that you lose 10, 15 pounds and then you plateau and you get frustrated. And sometimes you get so frustrated, you throw in the towel and you just go back to your old ways. And it's really not, to me, about the number on the scale. There are so many non-scale based successes. You know, so are you, do you have more energy? Mentally, do you feel more clarity? Do you feel better? Are you sleeping better? Is your mood better? So those are also success factors when you're thinking about a weight loss journey and really focusing not only on that number on the scale, but hey, can you walk longer? Can you go up the stairs easier? Can you actually get down on the floor and play with your kids or grandkids? Those are all things to keep in mind when you're on that weight loss journey as well. And that actually helps us stay motivated and really thinking about that long-term health and well-being, that sustainable kind of healthier lifestyle is a better way to focus than just on that weight loss goal.
Dr. Schmidt, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Been an enlightening conversation.
Well, great. Thank you for having me.
That is Dr. Heather Schmidt, who is a family medicine physician with SSM Health and the System Medical Director for Employee Well-Being.